a pleasure. He's taken a few minutes to talk to us this morning, the bench coach of the Giants, Ron Wotus. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure, Marty. I'm happy to be on this morning after Timmy's gem last night.
Boy, what a game. And, of course, I'm here watching it. You're in the dugout. And just give us the atmosphere of this thing and the decisions. I mean, I'm looking at 103 pitches. I'm looking at everybody's face. And how did this thing unfold?
Well, you know, it unfolded like a lot of them do. You don't start thinking about it until the sixth, seventh inning. You know, around the sixth inning, you know, Coach and I had a discussion about getting Tanaka out of there, who hasn't played a lot of outfield, and put the defense in. And, you know, we did that a little premature because he was coming up next inning. But we would have felt awful if a ball, you know, went out there, even though it's the sixth inning, bottom of the sixth. Or excuse me, going into the bottom of the seventh, and he didn't make the play. You know, the other thing that was unique about this one was his pitch count. You know, you're wondering if you should do it because you're not sure if he's going to be able to make it with his pitch count. Now, you know, Boach and everybody, nobody was going to take him out as long as he had the no-hitter going. But, you know, there comes a point in time if he starts walking people, you truly have to consider that. So having said that, those are a couple of things that we were thinking about. And Timmy went back out in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. And, you know, he started attacking the hitters. I think he had a high pitch count in the sixth. And I think he knew what was at stake and where his pitches were. And he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, he never gave in. He just, what I saw, I said, don't throw too many fastballs. Just keep that great breaking stuff going. But he never gave in. He never threw a cookie over the plate just to get a strike.
No, what really impressed me about him last night was, and you know, he's been a lot better at this as of late. He's really mixing his pitches a lot better. He's locating a lot better, and he's using all of them. He's still his fastball, changeup were the two dominant pitches for him, but he mixed in a first pitch, you know, breaking ball for a strike. He threw the strikes when he needed to, and he had these guys really guessing. They really didn't know what was coming, and he dominated them.
Boy, Ron Wotus with us, the bench coach of the Giants from San Diego. You've been around a lot of no-hitters that always need a couple of good defensive plays, and I went on and on about Sandoval and the play he made over the bag on Guzman. I thought that was a tremendous play.
Well, real pleased with Pablo. You know, he's made a concerted effort since Cincinnati to play better defense. He hasn't been happy with his defense, and he's been, you know, putting more work in and more time in, and that's what you need to do if you want to be a good defender. So, you know, his game's coming together a little bit. He made a nice play, you know, and showed a nice arm on that play. And then, of course, the other one was Hunter Pence on the diving catch in the eighth inning. As Timmy said himself, when that ball left the bat, we knew Pence was straightened in a little bit. Roberto Kelly did a great job. He was in the right spot. And Pence did an outstanding job of charging the ball to be able to make that diving catch, because that looked like a hit when it left the bat.
Only Hunter Pence makes that play the way he makes it, and then comes off with that smile. And walking around the dugout, you'd think it was Christmas morning. I tell you, this is Hunter Pence. This is why he's unique.
Yeah, it's Superman, right? He's Superman. whether he comes in after he gets a big hit or he scores a run, he's always fired up. And, you know, that's when the game really starts to get exciting, you know, for the coaches and for the players. You're in the seventh inning. You know he has this no-hitter. And everybody, nobody wants to say a word about it, but everybody's focus and concentration is moved up a notch. So, you know, usually people, when they go to the plate, they're fired up to do something. But now you have a whole team fired up to do something when they go on defense, and that's a great feeling and a great thing to see.
You know, this baseball tradition of not saying anything, it's amazing. Of course, you know, here we have to say something on Twitter. Dwayne did a great job with Dave, I'll tell you, and John and Mike, tremendous last night. But I'm watching you in the dugout, and it's the end of the inning, and Lindstrom's getting ready to go out. He walks past you. You don't even make eye contact with him.
No.
Forget it. It's like, you know, it's 12-0. I'm not even going to talk to you.
No, it's just the way it's done. You know, you want to stay in your normal routine. You want to stay away from Timmy and, you know, really everybody else. You just, you know, do what you normally do. And as if you break your routine, if you say something to them, everything's going to go down the tubes. But that's just the way it's done.
Amazing. Hey, when it got to the last inning, you know, you've been through no hitters, you know, perfect game of Matt Cain, you've won World Series championships. Was your heart beating a little faster in this ninth inning just because it's him?
Yes, there's no doubt. You know, as I said, you know, I mean, the good thing about it is the game is in hand. I mean, you know, we got an extremely comfortable lead, so you can do some things, and then your focus goes from winning the game, which it's never over, but, you know, 9-0, you go from winning the game to, you know, trying to do everything you can to get him this no-hitter. And, you know, and that's the focus. And Timmy's been through a lot, and, you know, it was great to see. You know, I said it to myself in the fifth inning. I said the two Cy Young years that he had, how dominant he was, how many strikeouts that he has had, and he's never had a no-hitter. Now, you would have thought that Timmy would be the one with the no-hitters, not Jonathan Sanchez. And you can't predict this game. These things come at the strangest times. And if you can figure out this game of baseball, you let me know, Marty.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I haven't figured it out yet. And I've been watching it for a long time. As I say, every day is another chapter. You know, look, you got Zito and Stultz today. Who knows what's going to happen today?
Well, you know, the good news is that, you know, the field the last couple of days, there's no question, you know, that our rut has been really prolonged. We didn't want to go into a streak like that, but at least we've come down here. We've won three in a row, and the guys are playing good. There's better at bats. There's, you know, we're making the plays on defense, and, of course, the pitching has been solid again. So hopefully it's contagious, and we carry that momentum over into today's game.
The thing I also liked about last night's game, Ron Woda is nice enough to jump in here for a few minutes before getting over to the park. The celebration afterwards. And, you know, Posey's a pretty deadpan guy. And, look, he's won a couple of World Series and MVP and all this thing. When he came out to the mound and bear-hugged Lincecum, if you look at the expression, I don't know if you've seen it on video or whatever, on Posey's face, it's as happy as I've ever seen the guy.
Yeah, well, you know, as you said, you know, everybody's pulling for a guy, and you play this game every day, and, you know, you're in these mundane routines, and, you know, sometimes you try to take everything in stride. A win's a win, and, of course, when you get into the playoffs and you win big games, you see a lot of that excitement. But this gives you an opportunity to really appreciate, you know, what Tim Lincecum has done for us, not just as coaches and fans and as players, these guys, you know, and they were so happy for him to accomplish this. It's quite a feat. It doesn't happen very often. And everybody was extremely excited for Timmy.
Yeah, it said in the paper this morning that he addressed the team a little bit when he came back in. That must have been nice.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all waiting for him in the clubhouse. Of course, everybody jumped on him on the field. He has to do, you know, the interviews with all the MLB and ESPN and then our rap. And so we're waiting for him in the clubhouse. They had champagne poured out for him. And he comes walking in, you know, looked like a soaked rat. He was soaked from the Gatorade or water they dumped on him, and he said a few words, and you know, his teammates were gonna make him say something, you know. they were cheering him, and he said a few words, and it was a lot of fun, and the guys were excited.
Yeah, one last thought about Lincecum, and this kid, I don't care if he wins, if strikes out 15 Braves, wins a World Series, nothing seems to faze him. And I said this on Twitter last night as this thing was unfolding. This guy is a big game pitcher. He lives for big moments, and they couldn't even rattle him on the interviews afterwards. They're trying to get something out of him. Well, what do you think in this thing? Well, I knew, you know, I was just concentrating. I didn't realize it. Nothing. He would give you nothing, and that's the way he is. Why he can pitch in big games like that?
Yeah, you know, he's very humble. He's very humble. I did see a couple of his interviews, and you know, he's very humble, and he passed the credit along to his teammates on the defense, and that's great to see, because what he did was no small feat. And as you said, I think his focus in the game last night was as good as I've seen it. You know, he's maturing. You know, it's interesting that I use the word mature. He's won two Cy Youngs, and he's done a lot in this game. But, you know, he's learning how to pitch. He's getting better. And he's been through a lot. You know, it's not easy to do when you had the stuff he had and did what he did to all of a sudden get knocked around a little bit. And he's going back in the positive direction. So we're all so happy for him, and he's a very humble individual.
Yeah, this reminds me of August of 2010 when he couldn't win a game, and all of a sudden he figured it out in September, and the rest was history. I'll tell you, I had that feeling again last night. Well, one game doesn't make a season, but this is a ball club that desperately needed some positive feedback, and I think he gave it to him last night. It's only one game, but I think for a club that's looking for a bright light, you got it.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, wins, the no-hitter helps. All these things help you, you know, regain your form that baseball we're used to playing. And, yeah, there's no question, Marty. That's true.
All right. Have a good trip. I know you're on the plane tonight to New York. You got your whole family. You're going to reunite with a lot of people. You deserve it. Have a great time in New York, and I can't wait to see you next weekend.
All right, Marty. My pleasure.
All right, thanks. Ron Wotus, the bench coach of the Giants. Always a pleasure to have him on.